You're listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.
Our vision is to raise up leaders of character who serve
and add value to their spheres of influence.
To produce dynamic leaders, we develop the whole person by cultivating servanthood,
building integrity,
and facilitating personal transformation.
And now, let's begin today's podcast interview.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast by CEO Global USA. We are so excited to have you guys listening in today. And we are really excited to introduce our host, Craig Holt. I'm Ella Jane Dantzler, and I'm an occasional guest host and fan of CEO Global USA. And I will be interviewing Craig today to give you guys a feel for who your host is going to be in the podcast. Hey, Craig, welcome to the show.
Oh, great to be here, Ella Jane.
Thank you. So, Craig, I'm just going to tell our listeners a little bit about you. Yeah, I'm just going to give them a brief overview of your credentials and your business history, and then I'll have you tell us the true behind-the-scenes story.
Okay, sounds good.
So Craig is a business development executive within the Pacific Northwest for Sierra Systems. Prior to joining Sierra Systems, Craig was the National Practice Director for Business Transformation Services within Unisys Corporation. He started with Unisys in 2002 and led the national team that brought business transformation services to the state and local government sector. Craig has provided consulting services to a wide variety of clients, including the U.S. Federal Trade Commission, Washington, D.C. Department of Public Works, State of New York Department of Taxation and Finance, City of San Jose, City of Seattle, City and County of San Francisco, State of Alaska House Finance Committee, Colorado Department of Transportation, and Auditor General of British Columbia. That's an impressive bio, Craig.
Thank you.
So, will you tell us a little bit about your story, journey, how you came to be where you are?
Oh, certainly. First off, I'd just like to give a quick shout out to any of the alumni that are listening. I've been fortunate to be with the CEO Global for about 4 years now, and I've spoke many times at UT Dallas and up there in Arkansas as well. So for any of you that I just recently chatted with this fall, welcome you. And for any of you that over the years that we've been fortunate to be together, welcome. And I'll look forward to hosting you through these discussions. Yeah. So for some of you, this may be a bit of a repeat, but my journey actually is started in college, got a degree in civil engineering, did that work for a while, and then realized that I wanted to go into something around leading and developing people. And so I started my management journey and held several management positions up through and working for four different governors, actually.
Wow.
in the state of Oregon, yes. And at 29, decided that I wanted to move on to maybe some other things, and I was approached by some venture capitalists to start a company, and I did. And just a quick side note for any of you budding entrepreneurs, if you're thinking about using venture capital to start a company, please call me first. I do not recommend it. I'll just say that they made a ton of money and I did not.
Oh, gosh.
So, which is fine. I don't begrudge that. I learned a tremendous amount. And one of the things I learned through that was that I thoroughly enjoyed leading and developing people. So I've led hundreds of people in the various roles and organizations that I've been a part of. Here we are today. It's been about a 30-year journey. Besides Wow. the companies that Ella Jean mentioned, I also worked for Anderson Consulting, a company called 21 Tech in the Bay Area, which was a fascinating project where they brought me in to actually build the company to take it to get it sold. I've been part of three startup boards of tech companies and another company. One for three through that process. So I do believe you learn a lot
right.
from failure. And probably most importantly for me is we have two wonderful grown adult daughters now. One of which is still single. And so if there's any really successful young men out there, please shoot me your bio. And I do believe in the old-fashioned way. So $1 million is a starting asking price. So just kidding about that. She's a wonderful child. We love them both. But we have two grandsons, and they're living abroad. And so we look forward to that. And my bride of now 33 years.
Wow.
So
congratulations.
So there, thank you. There's a bit about me to get things started.
That's really neat. And you're headed to visit those guys in, are they abroad in China? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, we're going to be taking off here in a few, actually now it's down to a week, and spend 5 weeks between actually Hong Kong, Beijing, and a few other places. So this will be our third trip. So ni hao to all the our Asian friends out there.
That's really neat. That's exciting, Craig. So Craig, tell us a little bit about how you came to get connected with CEO Global.
There's a kind of a funny story. Jonathan, who is the executive director, and I think I have high regard for as a young man. And I can say that because back when he was still just out of high school, we connected in Salem, Oregon, and have been following his journey ever since. I remember it's a funny story, met him because the place that we met, this kid walks in with this Frankenstein headgear on, and he had he had actually broken his neck.
Wow.
Yeah, and to this day, you can still see some of the scars from where what they did. This is way back in the day when that happened. Is they actually drilled holes in your skull, and they screwed in this attachment to your head to keep it upright. So yeah, so if you get a close up of Jonathan and you look at his forehead, just say Craig told me to do it. and we followed his journey ever since, and then when he got things going with CEO Global. Couldn't wait when he explained about creating servant leaders integrity. Just couldn't wait to be a part of it and been able to speak at multiple campuses since.
That's great. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the Servant Leaders of Integrity, the Way to Success program, really what CEO Global stands for.
Yeah. And I'll give my perspective. Obviously, there's plenty written out there. And Jonathan, as the executive director, is the keeper of the flame of that. But it stems back to when I was actually in my youth, kind of coming up through the ranks, and I got into management. Mm-hmm. I had been educated all through school and even mentored about and focused on what do I want to be? What do I want to be? What do I want to be?
Right.
And I came to realize that was really only part of the question. The real question was, who do I want to be? Mm. And that is not the same question. Because if you're not careful, you can quickly focus on letting success defining you as opposed to really defining success for me. And the fundamental difference with those is you see these very successful people that all of a sudden wonder, what is this all about? And they never stepped back and said, what would it mean for me to be successful? So with that as context, the focused on the individual leader and what that would look like is kind of the heart and soul of the way to success. Hence the name.
Right.
It's not just about success as others would say it, but it's for you to define that. And then when you get to that place of success, which I can say now after mentoring many businesses and many young men and even myself, it's unique to every person.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've done that, then you really can find a sense of contentment in life.
Right.
The way to success is really focused on those aspects of really helping you determine who you want to be and what success will be for you, and really more of the, and a lot of people use this term, the soft skills of leadership,
mm-hmm.
which are the ones that most people are not taught as you're coming up through, you know, business or engineering or mathematics or, you know, an accounting program.
Right. Right. It's more about the skills. But then once you get the job, you need to have the personality and the character to keep it, not just the skills to execute it, right?
Oh, right on. And the other thing is, if you ever are going to move into leadership, meaning entrusted to lead other people, they could care less about what your resume says. They want to know,
right,
how do you interact with them as individuals? How do you motivate them to a cause bigger than themselves? How do you lead from the back? Those types of things. And CEO Global, and specifically The Way to Success, really targets and focuses on those things. And they augment it, Ella Jean, by actually bringing in people like myself who actually have real life experience and have come to the same kind of realizations that I and others have. And actually, in further podcasts, we will actually be interviewing some of those men and women going forward that really will talk in terms also about what success means for them and focusing on what you as a person need to be as opposed to what you want to do.
Right. Yeah, I think what's going to be great about this podcast is getting to hear from these top-notch leaders like yourself who have all of the experience in the business world and with success, as we might define it, within business parameters or financial parameters or however, but who also were built there or experienced through failure, but built now and rely on these characteristics of servanthood and integrity, and getting to hear these real life, real work experiences that they can tell us about. So we're excited about that. That's going to be really neat.
Yeah, and maybe putting a not too fine a point on it, Ella Jean, but it's the soft skills. Once you get to a certain level in any organization, from a skill set standpoint, everybody has already proven they can be at that level. What moves them to the next level is their ability to actually lead, motivate, and encourage people. And some of the key aspects of that are integrity. I have really, my life motto is really two statements, and that's integrity in all things and leave a legacy beyond the grave.
Wow, those seem to tie in really well with what CEO Global stands for.
Well, what a surprise, which is why I think so highly of the organization. And I might just also give a nod for some of you maybe that are listening to the podcast, that maybe are deciding whether you want to join your local association. Just all the people I've met on both campuses, the volunteers, the mentors, top notch. I mean, they're the type of people, right, that if I'd go out and start another company, I'd be knocking on their door.
Right. That's really neat. And in addressing those people and our current students and alumni who have already participated in the program, what's going to be great about the podcast is we want to hear directly from you. We want to hear your questions that you're experiencing in the work world or as you're going through the program. And we'll take those questions, actually, if you go to CEOGlobalUSA.org, our website, and then on the top, there'll be a banner where you can click through and submit your questions and subscribe to the podcast. So we do really want to hear from you. We want to hear your questions. We want to be addressing what's happening today in your jobs. And I think that's going to be a really helpful and valuable element.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Ella Jean, because one of the other things is, and I was just meeting with a young man yesterday, matter of fact, he's starting a business, so I'm doing some mentoring with him. And I reminded him, it's not coming up with the idea, it's finding a way to actually implement that idea in a way that makes sense for you. So,
right,
you know, there are a bazillion podcasts out there. What will make this relevant is people that have questions about just what success truly is. What did it mean to me? What are the soft skills really mean? How do you find time to work 12 hours a day and still have a family? How do you,
right,
find time to even find a girlfriend or a boyfriend when you're working? In any of those kinds of questions, I just threw a few out there to kind of chum the waters a little bit. There are people that have, I can tell you, I've made a lot of mistakes, a lot of them. And those are the ones sometimes you learn the best from. Right. So please help us customize this podcast to something that is relevant and meaningful to you, the listeners.
Yes, I couldn't agree more.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Way to Success Leadership Podcast. Don't forget, we want to hear your questions. So visit ceoglobalusa.org to continue the conversation with us. Thanks again for listening, and remember to tune in next week.
You've been listening to the Way to Success Leadership Podcast, where our focus is on developing servant leaders of integrity.